Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit legally.
So can we talk about in this episode how I am now officially in my 50s? Yes, I am in my 50s. I am a woman of a certain age. I have not worked a 9-to-5 in over 5 years. It's likely about 6 years. I believe it was September of 2019. And, right now I'm in a place where I am rebuilding my life and or starting over. Hey, if you are new here, my name is Bree, and I am the host of the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast. The Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast is a platform and space of intentional healing, joy, rest, and abundance for Black women. So like I said before, can we talk about this? Can we have a real conversation about being older? You know, maybe you're not a quote unquote spring chicken. You're no longer in your 20s or your 30s. You're in your 40s, your 50s, your 60s, your 70s. Okay. And, you know, you are living an unconventional life according to the world standards. And on top of that, you're in a place where you're ready to, or feel like you need out of necessity to rebuild your life. So if you see me looking down, it's because I am looking at, child, I got all these little notes and stuff because I don't want to miss anything, which is very hard for me, easy for me to do because I'll be talking. So first of all, let's back up a minute because I have to remember that not everybody knows. I always assume like, oh, they know, they heard this before. They know. I got to stop doing that. Let me tell you why I quit my job. So I quit my job in September of 2019. I had a good paying job, corporate office type setup. Was probably bringing in, depending on the year, anywhere from like 55 to maybe $75,000 per year. That was in California. No degree, no higher education, single mom, that kind of vibe, right? And so I quit my job because there was a variety of reasons, but we don't have all day. But I quit my job because I was tired. I was burnt out. I was just like, I just knew in my mind, like, this is not for me. There is no way that I was created to live and die. Like, and the only in between was survival mode. Working a 9-to-5, feeling miserable in this position, feeling like I was trapped. I had nowhere to go, which honestly wasn't true, but that's just how I felt. And just doing the same thing day in, day out. But not only that, also it was during that time that I really hadn't addressed any of my shit. Okay. Yes, this is a cussy episode. I had not really, let me walk it back. I had definitely gone to therapy and therapists and I've seen them and things like that. But I think that with the type of trauma, the things that I endured in my life, this was like, just what I needed was not a simple, quick thing. I mean, we're talking years and years of trauma, years and years of trauma. Okay. Just based on the childhood, like experience of if you've experienced violence or parent in jail or a family member in jail or domestic abuse, or you were beat, you know, you lived in poverty, you know, the ACE score, my ACE score is probably like a 9 or a 10 out of 10, which means it was very, very high. Okay. So I dealt with a lot of stuff in my past. And so this idea that therapy, which is very necessary, by the way, for many of us, if you have it in your mind that therapy is going to be like a one and done, you do it like a year or two, and bada boom, bada bing, you are now whatever. Sometimes that's just not the case. Sometimes that's just not the case. Okay. So that I am proof of that. Like sometimes that's just not the case. Sometimes you got to find another, find a new therapist, a new type of therapy modality, like whatever the case may be. But yeah, anyway, I digress. I'm just not a quick, you know, couple of years of therapy or whatever, and all is completely like kumbaya in my life. Like this journey of healing, it requires work. Healing for, to me, in my opinion, is not a, what's the word I'm looking for? It's not a sit back. That's not the word I'm looking for, but I'll use it. I'll just say it anyway. It's not like a sit back, kind of thing. It requires work. It requires you to show up, and, it takes time. It takes time. So be gentle with yourself, be easy with yourself as you navigate this, because it can be a lot. But yeah, so I quit my job because not only was I like tired, just so over, just done with that whole system of that type of work, but also I needed to take some time to really address what was going on inside of me, because I had a lot going on inside of me. And I know this to be true because I kept repeating harmful cycles. The patterns kept patterning. I kept just all my life just dealing with, for example, speaking of patterns, like one of the things that really is a pattern was in the relationships that I had. Like I just kept ending up with men that for one reason or another, they just were not a good fit. They just were not a good fit for me. They were just not a good fit for me. For one reason or another. And there were red flags all over the place, but I just was so unhealed. I felt so unworthy, so unloved, so unvaluable that I was just, even though I may not have said this or thought this consciously, it was very clear that I was just willing to accept anything so that at least I wouldn't be alone. At least I would have a man. At least I would have a partner, you know, that kind of thing. And, you know, yeah. So I've been single by the, what is that? Oh no, that's on my screen. I was like, what is that? I have been single now for almost 10 years. And that sounds like a very long time. And it is a very long time. I don't know if I will ever not be single, but I am really, for the most part, enjoying this time of singlehood, because it, I don't think me being in a relationship, especially with all the stuff that I had to clear, like, I don't feel like that was, I don't feel like that's necessary, at least definitely not in the last few years. It wasn't necessary. So if that's you and you are also kind of like in that place and you're wondering what to do, or if this relationship is something you should try to cling to, I would just, I'm not telling you to break any relationships, but I would definitely ask you to sit with yourself and ask yourself, like, what does my healing require? Like what part of me would be better off, or, you know, how would my life look if this situation changed, or the situation was no longer a part of my life, like whatever. And just whatever your answer is, honor that, take some time and think through that. But yeah, so I quit my job in 2019, and you know how I was able to sustain myself, there was a few things. So again, it's been 6 years, September of 2019 to be exact, when I, with a shaking hand, honey, sent that email to my boss basically saying, I'm out of here. I am done, because I had to prioritize. I just could not continue on in the way that I was. Like, I was unhealthy. I was stressed. I was miserable. I was just in my habits and patterns that did not serve me. It was just a lot going on. So how I was able to sustain myself, which is a question I get often. I'm not saying that all these things are, you know, going to work for you, or that they are just like magical things, but these are the things that I have done. One of the things is, I was just broke for a period. I was broke for a period because not only was I not bringing in consistent income in California, but also I was still in a place where I was doing things. I would like I said before, the patterns were patterning. I was still buying stuff. You know what I mean? I was still living or operating from a place of these unhealed patterns. So doing that, plus the money wasn't money necessarily over the last 6 years, you know what I'm saying? But that's like one of my truths. I was broke for a period of time, like broke for a period of time. Something else that how I was able to sustain myself was I moved. I moved. I live in Arkansas now. So I was in California, born and raised in California, lived there my entire life. But now in my 50s, I have moved to Arkansas. And this was a strategic move. It was necessary because I want to pay down my debt. I want to be completely debt free. I know that's going to take a few years, but I want to be out of debt. And so I could not do that necessarily while living in a place like California. As much as I miss California and would love to live in California, just the rent alone, just the rent alone, paying what, maybe $1,800 a month. Again, barely making any money compared to now in another state paying maybe like $1,000 a month. You know what I'm saying? And so that money is helping me to rebuild because, again, I'm in debt. You know what I'm saying? And I'm working myself slowly but surely out of debt. All right. So I needed to figure out every possibility that I could where I could save some money. But that move was recent. I just moved here this year. Unfortunately, I had to cash out my 401k. And man, I honest to God wish I didn't do that, but this is my reality. And you can't go back in time, or I can't go back in time. I can't go back in the past and make changes, but that was what I needed to do. I was in that place and I got that lump sum. Of course, you have to pay taxes on that. And it was probably, gosh, I don't have an exact number and I don't want to make anything up, but I would say, let's say maybe after the taxes, let's say maybe 30,000 for 30 to, I don't even know what the amount was, but I'm going to just say $30,000. It was somewhere in there after I'm paying off the taxes and stuff. And so, I had to use that money to survive. And it is what it is. Something else that I did was I freelanced work for a little over a year, and I was doing social media management for a brand or a business owner. And so I was getting paid for that, which was helping definitely to sustain me. Not doing that right now, but I'm open to doing that or other freelance kind of stuff. What else? Podcasting, obviously. Podcasting, yay. Podcasting is basically my bread and butter. I'm not going to sit here and tell you that I make millions of gajillions of dollars. I'm not a huge podcaster like that, but podcasting has helped to keep a roof over our heads. Help keep the lights on, even though the lights have been cut off a time or two in the last 6 years. And podcasting, using my voice. This is why I offered that podcasting workshop back in maybe May of this year, May of 2025, because I know the power of putting yourself out there and building. In this way, I have studied podcasting and I was able to grow this podcast to, as of now, maybe 7 million downloads. And it has taken a few years, but that for an unknown podcaster is pretty much unheard of. Unless you're a celebrity or something like that, you're not going to necessarily always be able to accumulate millions of downloads. But, me knowing what I wanted to talk about, my audience, who I wanted to serve as I was serving myself. I feel like I'm walking in one of my purposes or walking in alignment with my purpose. And so that is how I was able to do that, So I get the host reads and things like that, commercials, which has really helped. And then also, of course, just offerings, Brown Girl Self-Care offerings for product, for coaching. I coach Black women who are in a place where I used to be, where you are either starting over again or you have just so much trauma that you're healing from that you don't know which way to go. Maybe you don't have a community or like an auntie or a friend that you can talk to that can help you see the big picture and help you because you have the answers inside of you. But a lot of times we just need for someone to see us. We need support. We need help building a blueprint, a framework, using our voice, stop like putting up boundaries. Looking at ways we are people pleasing or holding ourselves back or not creating a safe space for ourselves or being a safe space for ourselves or not taking care of our bodies or, figuring out who the hell we are and what we want, like that kind of life stuff. These are the type of conversations that I have with Black women in my coaching sessions. They're called Being. And so that is definitely just doing that. Plus, a few years ago, I was offering merchandise on the Brown Girl Self-Care website. And I stopped doing that because I was making candles, which I love to do, but it really was time consuming. And my candles was bomb, baby. I was selling them candles. But after a while, it was just like, because I didn't necessarily, especially back then, I didn't value my time and energy the way that I do now. When I was selling stuff, a lot of times it would almost be at a loss. And so, like, yeah, I'm trying not to make this podcast episode too long, but I just want to tell you some of the ways that I sustain myself. And that was basically it, those things that I said. So here we are. We're now in October of 2025. I'm in my 50s now. And, I'm ready to move forward in a new way. And I want you to know that you can start over as many times as you want. Okay, you can start over as many times as you want. You can decide to be brand new and start again. Sometimes you got to do that over and over and over and over and over again until you really allow your vision for your life to take root. Type of life you want, who you want to be, how you want to show up, what's important to you, what do you want? You know what I'm saying? And so I just start over. I just hit the reset button and I just try again. And I just try again. I think that's a part of life. Now, I won't say that there weren't some mistakes or challenges along the way, child, over these last 6 years, because, baby, let me tell you, there was. And so, if you are someone who was considering kind of like doing some of the stuff that I'm doing, maybe quitting your job or restarting your life or, building a brand or things like that, I will tell you that there have been some bumps and bruises and lessons and mistakes along the way. One of which was that, for a long time, for pretty much all of my life, maybe not as of late, but pretty much all of my life, I was in survival mode. I was in survival mode mentally. And that is one of the reasons why I started to build Brown Girl Self-Care. And, if you're wondering, can I build a brand as I heal and prioritize myself and take care of myself and learn to love myself and all that? Yes, absolutely, you can. Yes, you can heal and build community or build your brand, but it's not necessarily easy. Because another mistake that I made that's connected to this is, and I just mentioned it, I really wasn't honoring my worth. I really wasn't honoring my value. And it showed up in the way that I was pricing stuff. It showed up in the way that I was always available. Somebody had an email, a question, whatever, baby, let's hop on Zoom for 30 minutes. Like just not really valuing my time, my energy, my knowledge, my expertise, my heart, my worth. Like I wasn't really honoring that when I first started Brown Girl Self-Care because I didn't know how to do that. Again, keep in mind, as I mentioned before, like I was still in a place of like just, well, I didn't say this before, but I was still very raw and trying to figure out just so much. when I started Brown Girl Self-Care. And so I didn't know how to honor myself the way that I deserved. I thought I did, but yeah, I don't, I really didn't. I thought I did, but I really didn't. But this was like a learning. This last 6 years has definitely been like a learning process for me. Okay. That's just how life goes. You're not gonna get it all the time, just in that, like very quickly. Sometimes it takes time, it takes time to get from point A to point A point five. Okay, not even B, to get from point A to point A point five. Sometimes it takes time, depending on, what's going on in your life and what's going on inside of you. So please don't rush it, and don't feel like you're ruining your life. Even if you are making mistake after mistake after mistake after mistake, like, you can still bounce back. You can still recover. You can, you can just keep, you can rise from here. I love how Callie is just cleaning herself as I'm talking. Hold on, y'all. Because that sound, she will just keep doing it. So yeah, I was in survival mode for a plethora of reasons. And so when I started Brown Girl Self-Care, I was still, and I still deal with that. I still deal with that. You know what I'm saying? So I don't want to sit up here and make it seem like, I'm this self-care guru who has all the answers. You know what I'm saying? Like the Wizard of Oz. Like, nah, I am a Black woman who has gone through some things and healed through a lot of shit. I'm not the same woman that I used to be. And I'm here to share that because I've learned a lot along the way, and I've helped a lot of women along the way. I have, anyway, back to the mistakes and challenges. Did I just talk about this? I held myself back financially by giving a lot away for free. I think I said that already, but that's the truth. That is the truth. When you don't honor yourself, when you don't honor your, when you don't recognize your value, and you don't know how, when you don't recognize your value, you don't know how to honor it. Because you don't even know that you have it. You don't even know that you're valuable. So if your story when you were younger, or even right now, is just like you're not valuable, you're not worth anything. What you have to say is dumb. What you say doesn't matter. What you have to offer is, who cares? Nobody wants it. First of all that, all of those things are lies. But that story on repeat is what was in my head for a very long time. And so I would just give stuff away for free. Give it away for free. Give it away for free. I don't do that anymore. I just don't, because I recognize what my value is. I know what I bring to the table. But yeah, that's what I was doing for a very long time. I was still buying stuff, like I said before. This was before I decided to embrace living more minimally, which, as you can see in the video behind you, if you look behind you to the left and to the right, you can see that I am living minimally. But it's by choice. And I don't want you to mistake that with me saying I don't deserve luxury types, like a wealthy, rich, abundant life. I know that I do, but I don't feel like the two necessarily are, I don't want to say the same. That's not what I'm trying to say. But if there was a such, if there was a such thing as rich minimalism, I don't even know if there is, but that, like, that's my vibe. That's the vibe that I have. Like, I want to live minimally. I don't want to have like a million things like I used to have. But the things that I do have, I want them to be quality. I want them to be, exude, just this luxury type of vibe. And clearly that's not where I am right now, obviously. But again, like I said before, I am trying to get out of debt. I'm still struggling financially. And I'm being very wise about what I bring into the house. Okay. Or bring into the, not the house, the apartment that I live in. I am very careful about what I'm spending my money on. All right. So even though right now I'm not living this rich, luxury, but minimalist lifestyle, I know that in the future, I'm already living it in the future. I'm not living it right now, but in the future, I'm already living it. You know what I'm saying? The two just haven't caught up yet. That's my mindset anyway. What else? Mistakes or bumps? Like I was still people pleasing.
Nobody wants to pay rent, but if you have to, Built makes it worth it. Built is revolutionizing how millions think about paying rent by rewarding their members with points and exclusive benefits around their neighborhood every single month. By paying rent through Built, you earn flexible points that can be redeemed towards hundreds of hotels and airlines, a future rent payment, your next Lyft ride, and more. But it doesn't stop there. Built is about making your entire neighborhood more rewarding. You can dine out at your favorite local restaurants and earn additional points, get VIP treatment at certain fitness studios, and enjoy exclusive experiences just for Built members every month. Built is turning a monthly expense into an opportunity to earn rewards and discover the best that your neighborhood has to offer. Your rent is finally working for you. Earn points on rent and around your neighborhood, wherever you call home, by going to joinbuilt.com/self-care. That's joinbuilt.com/self-care. Make sure to use my URL so they know I sent you.
This episode of the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds. Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it so your dollar goes a long way. Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
You know that feeling when your day finally slows down and you just want to relax, unplug, and feel good? That's where Mood.com comes in. They're changing the game, delivering legal THC products right to your door, no shady dealers, and absolutely no medical card required, just good vibes and better sleep, shipped straight from their farm to your couch. From delicious THC gummies, smooth vape pens, to premium THC flower, Mood has it all. And everything's federally legal under the 2018 Farm Bill. Yeah, this isn't some loophole. It's the real deal. Head to Mood.com and use code FIRST20 for 20% off your first order. That's MOOD.com. Find your mood.
Because I just want it to be liked. When you don't understand your value, when you don't appreciate your gifts, when you don't appreciate your uniqueness, your differences, you know, what you bring to the table, you will people please. You will want people to just like you. So you'll do things or you'll say things that people will like you and people will see you and want to be your friend and you'll be one of the cool kids and all that. So I did that for a very long time, but now I'm in a place where, I'm not doing that. What else? So yeah, the people pleasing, I'm still working on it, but it has changed dramatically. And then the last mistake that, or challenge that I will say that I made, and this is going to be a cussy one, but I gave way too many fucks. Excuse my French. I gave way too many fucks, like just caring about everything to the point where it was just stressing me out. If I got a bill in the mail and I didn't have the money, I'm stressed out. If I said something weird that may have rubbed someone the wrong way, I would be stressed the hell out. If someone looked at me in a way that I assumed was negative to some degree, even though it probably wasn't, I just cared so much. If someone was mad at me, I cared a lot. I was so like, I didn't want to make anyone mad. I like everything just stressed me out, just overthinking, really just like not caring about me, but caring about like what other people thought about me or just that kind of thing. Like everything would just stress me out. Everything would just stress me out. And now it's just like, I'm not saying that I don't care because I do, but I have just learned how to let some things go. And You know, case in point, like I'll be paying my rent late this month. This is October, and it's due by the 4th today, as of this recording. I typically record on Sundays. Today is October 4th or 5th, whatever day it is, and the rent has not been paid yet. And you know, that is obviously something to be worried about and stressed out about, but I know that it will be paid likely in the next 3 or 4 days because I have some money coming through. But there's literally nothing that I can do. And I just, I don't know. I'm at a point now where I'm just like, whatever's going to happen is going to happen. Whatever's going to happen is going to happen. There's not too much more that can happen at this point. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying that so that you too can have that kind of mindset. I'm just saying that I've already gone through so much stuff. I feel like I've been to hell and back like 15 times in my life at least, that as of today is just like everything's gonna work out. I'm gonna be okay. And more often than not, when I hold on to that, everything is okay. Everything does work out. You know what I mean? So I'm learning to give less damns or less fucks. Like that's just what it is, 'cause it's just too stressful to give that energy to every single thing. I just don't have it in me to do that anymore. I just don't. So here's a few ways that I'm rebuilding, and hopefully you find these helpful if you also are in a place where you're entering a new season and you're trying to rebuild as well. I'm doing more things that help me to feel safe, that help me to feel more, to help me why am I tongue-tied? Doing more things that help me to tap into just feeling safe, to remind myself of my value, to love on myself and things like that. So things like baking bread, as wild as that may sound, but baking bread is just like, oh my God, that is like it's just one of the loveliest ways that I can love on myself. Like if you've ever baked bread, you know, if you're a bread foodie or like a foodie, you know what it's like to make that with your own hands, pop it into the oven, pull it out, and cut into that bread, put some butter on it. There's like nothing like it. So like comfort food and breads and things like that. I'm still doing yoga. I'm taking my walks with Callie religiously. Speaking up for myself, which has been huge. When you speak up for yourself, don't be surprised if people are like, who the hell does she think she is? Especially if you've been quiet or dormant for a very long time, or you just went gone along to get along. You know what I mean? So don't be surprised if people are kind of like taken aback when you start giving your opinions, your honest opinions, and they may not like it, but that's okay. It's okay to not be liked. That's another thing. Like, it's okay to not be liked. I'm not saying it's always easy. It's not. It's not. But it's okay to not always be liked. Keeping my space as tidy as I possibly can. That goes a very long way for me. Doing my morning routines, having my coffee, journaling, going out to my balcony and just sitting and watching the trees sway, or listen to the birds, or just watch the cars in the parking lot go by. You know, sitting out there with Callie and she's just laying at my side and I'm just enjoying the silence. Like just doing those things in my home, outside of my home, in my body that help me to feel safe. Also, just things that help me to feel safer, like things that also tap into my childhood, like the good parts of my childhood. So sometimes I'll watch cartoons or fall asleep to cartoons. No, that's not necessarily grown and sexy, but it is what it is. Something about cartoons and even video games. I'll play video games sometimes. I have bought myself a Nintendo Switch maybe like 2 years ago, and I will play that. There's something about those things that really bring me a sense of comfort. They really, really do. And so I want to tap into that. You know, I want to tap into those feelings of just nurturing not only the Brie that's in her 50s, but also the Brie that was the little girl that went through a lot of shit. But there were things that made her feel happy, like again, video games, playing Nintendo back in the day, or watching cartoons, or movies that I used to enjoy as a child, like Pippi Longstocking or Never Ending Story, or TV shows. There are so many. The Jeffersons, Golden Girls, I Love Lucy, that kind of stuff. That's just what my inner child, that just makes her happy. And doing little hobbies, I'm trying to crochet and, that kind of thing. So just things that keep me busy and help me to feel tapped in. And honestly, to help me to feel calm or relaxed or joy, those are the things that I am prioritizing these days. What else? What else? What else? What else? Paying off, we talked about this, paying off all my debt one damn dollar at a time. Literally paying off my debt one damn dollar at a time. This debt will be paid off within the next, God willing, couple of years. But when I say $1 at a time, I mean $1 at a time. But I will pay down this debt. So far, I have paid off my car, which I'm very thankful about. I have never owned a car outright in my life. I paid it off, I think, last year. Or was that this year? Ooh, I don't even know. I think that was last year. Maybe late last year. I don't know. Anyway, paid off my car. I've paid off a credit card in full. And there's still, like I told you in a previous episode, I have like IRS tax debt because I had just made so many mistakes, but it's okay. I'm moving towards the type of life that I want. And so, in order to do that, I have to make sure that I get all my stuff lined up and in a row. Paying off my debt is going to do that. Right now, my credit score, like you could not come to me about like help with your credit score. My credit score is officially in the toilet because of the debt, which was because of me, not because of the debt, because of me who got into the debt, who made the wrong choices. So I know that my credit score, I will be able to get it back into the 700s. It is definitely not in the seven. It is not anywhere close to the 700s anymore. It's okay. It's okay. Again, I'm looking at the future. I can't allow myself anymore to like wallow in despair. I've done that long enough. I've done that long enough. Like I had to make room and take as much time as it took to feel all the feelings. If I needed to wallow, honey, I wallowed for a good years, not year, years, a much wallowing took place. But I feel like I needed that. I needed that. And sometimes that's just what you need because you can't see anything else. You can't see any of the good. And so it's like kind of like bypassing, where you just pretend that everything's fine. I'm fine. I'm good. Everything's great. Everything's perfect. Meanwhile, you haven't even thought about anything. You haven't reflected. You haven't felt any of your feelings. You haven't processed anything. You just continue moving on. And I did that for so many years. So like pretty a lot of years, a lot of decades. And that is what contributed to where I am today. But yeah, all the wallowing, I've done that. I've done that. Okay. And I'm not in that place anymore. But if I need to go back and feel some feelings, rest assured, I will. Ain't no shame because sometimes that just happens. Sometimes life will throw you a curveball and you're just like, okay. And you need to cry or wallow for a minute or vent or scream or cuss or cry or pray or just feel numb inside for a minute, like whatever it is. Like we have our emotions for a reason. We have our emotions for a reason. And so I felt every single emotion I could have possibly in my life. Where am I looking at these doggone notes? But yeah, I'm gonna get that. I'm gonna get my credit score back up. You watch what I say. Give me a few years, credit score, the debt, all of that is gonna be where it needs to be. You just watch. I think I don't know if I said this, but how I'm rebuilding. Did I say this already? Like, stop caring so much about what people think about me, especially if it comes to me prioritizing myself, prioritizing what I need. I'm the type of person who will bend over backwards, give my energy, keep showing up for people. And how can I say this? Like, I feel like sometimes I'm an afterthought for people. And so because of that, I have decided, like, I've had to like just set boundaries. Like, no, I'm not gonna do this. I'm not gonna do it this way. I'm not available. Like, whatever the case may be, I have had to really start prioritizing myself before anybody else. That's just what it is. That's what it takes to rebuild. But yeah, stop caring so much about what people think. I used to care so bad. I remember one time that I was when I was in elementary school, maybe like 7 years old, 8 years old, somewhere in there. So second, third grade or something like that. And this little girl on the playground, what does she say? She says something about me, like how I was this maybe bald-headed, something like that. You know what I'm saying? And I remember that my mother was, because after the drop off, they had to go like kind of like go back. She had to go back around, and we were outside playing like before school starts. I was near the gate, so I probably used to always run over there so I could see her drive away or something like that, like hook around and drive away. And so I was over there, and the girl says something about me, bald-headed, something or other. And I probably started crying. I waved my mom down, and she saw me. And I know she was just like, "What the hell do you want?" You know what I'm saying? I'm on my way to work. And she pulled over and she was like, "What?" And I was like, "Oh, so and so said," and I'm probably crying. "So and so said my hair is ugly, bald headed, something, whatever." You know how kids are. I was like that too. And she was like, "So is it true?" And I was like, "No." And she's like, "Well, what are you crying for?" Like, I gotta go. And she got back in the car and she just left. Like, you know what I'm saying? But it's like caring so much about what people say about me. That has been an ongoing thing for me and something I have been working on over the last however many years, because sometimes things cut you deep. Sometimes things cut you deep. But what's wild is that sometimes we care about stuff that people say when they're not even speaking truth. Like the hair thing, for example, her saying I was bald headed or whatever. Sis, you see, and clearly I'm not. I ain't that. If of all the things that you can say about me, that is not one of them. But we just allow people to, because we're so insecure or we feel some kind of way about ourselves, that someone can just say any little thing and it's like, oh, that hurt. You know what I'm saying? Oh God, the pain, the agony. So I live my life a very long time in that space, and I don't want to do that anymore. I'm back to eating healthier. Now I'm gonna keep it 100 with you. When I moved out here, before I moved out here, I was doing really well. I had my routines in place and all that jazz. I was eating the just it was just better. I moved out here and it was just like I lost my damn mind. I lost my mind. A lot of fast food, junk food, candy, McDonald's, things like that. Like I literally lost my mind, but I found it again. Luckily, I found it again. And so I'm getting back into my routines. For example, today I made myself a salad. It was amazing. Just eating more fruits, blueberries right now. In the summertime, I had a lot of watermelon and salads and turkey burgers. I bought an air fryer, by the way. Have an the Ninja air fryer, the two basket version. It was probably like the I think it's an 8 quart model, if I'm not mistaken. I'll actually put my affiliate link. You want to check it out on Amazon? I think I got it for less than $200, if I'm not mistaken. But check the show notes if you want to know exactly which one that I have. And I've just been making stuff in that thing. It has been so easy. I've made Cornish hens a couple of times. I've made chicken wings, chicken thighs, chicken legs or drumsticks, whatever. Broccoli, hand cut, homemade French fries. Oh, the best. What else have I made in there? Oh, I'm losing it. Chicken nuggets, of course. Lots of chicken, obviously. And other things are escaping me. But I've made so much. Like this thing has already been so valuable to me, and it's helping me to get back into my healthier eating. Because when I am not eating well, and I'm sure you've noticed this too, when you are eating a lot of processed food, a lot of junk food, a lot of quick fast foods, it really does something to the body. It does something to the mind as well. At least for me, it definitely affects my mind, my mood, my body, and I don't like it. But it's just that once you start doing it a few times in a row, it just becomes like I'm getting the McDonald's and the pizza and the what else? Really, it was just like a lot of McDonald's, Domino's pizza, that kind of thing. And yeah, my body does not like that. My body does not like that at all. So I've gone back to the basics when it comes to my eating. Other things, just thinking about the kind of future that I want, like, what do I want? Who do I want to be? I know that I plan on living on the land with a sister friend this, hopefully this year. So I will be buying an RV for that. But that's not all that I want to do. So as I'm thinking about my future, I know that I want to buy like a big SUV and, you know, hit the road. I know that at some point, God willing, especially once I get a better handle on my debt and stuff, I want to be able to, go to different countries and maybe live for a couple of months, like in safe spaces, obviously, but going to like Mexico or not Thailand, but somewhere like, I don't know, maybe Thailand or something, but just like places like that. I want to be able to go and just live for a few months at a time and then just come back. Like I want to be able to do that. So that's, you know, me thinking about my future. And I'll be sticking a pin in that, but I want to be in better shape, which means me going back. We have a gym here and I want to get back into this gym and start building muscle, especially once you hit your 50s. The muscle, honey, the muscle, look at, oh, sorry, look at this. The muscle don't be muscling no more like that. So I want to start, I want to start taking better care of my body. I've been doing a decent job, but I feel like now is the time for me to kick it into overdrive. So I really want to be more health centered. So building muscle, I want to teach or show Black women that they can still live a beautiful life. No matter your circumstances, no matter where you're starting from, which right now I'm literally starting from the bottom again, but no matter where you're starting from, your circumstances, your environment, how you was raised, who loved you, who didn't, you know, the things that you've gone through, like it's never too late. I want to show Black women how to live well, you know, and that starts with me. It's a slow process, a slow journey, but I know that we, even though we've had, for example, the experiences that we've had, and also the fact that we live in this oppressive system, we can still live a beautiful life. We can still live well. Absolutely. I believe that 1,000,000%. I'm wrapping up here. Also, I would say I had to be honest about where I was. I think I mentioned that because bypassing, it ain't gonna get you nowhere. And then lastly, I would say I had to get to a place where I was just tired of my own mess, just tired of my own mess for a long time. My story, it ran my life for a very, very long time. My story ran my life. And I am now getting to a place where I can, like, I don't want to live in that energy, I guess, anymore, for lack of a better way to put it. So, a lot happening over here. It may not look like it, but definitely a lot's happening over here as I enter this decade of 50 and rebuilding and reimagining my life and making myself the priority, continuing to make myself the prize. Yeah, that's it in a nutshell. So, I don't know how we got here from I haven't worked a job in 6 years. I think I kind of was like just wanting to give you a kind of like an update or recap of where we are so far, especially now that I've entered this new decade of life. But if you're out there and you're wondering, like, can I rebuild? Can I quit my job? Can I start again? Can I live well? Is it possible for me? Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, just think things through, create a blueprint or framework. Think about the future and think about things you can release from your past. Don't do what I do if you can avoid it, like cashing in your 401k. Like, set up a plan if you know that you want to
take a risk, because it is a risk to quit your 9 to 5. I'm not saying that you won't be okay, but life is definitely going to life when you do that. Okay. So you have to make sure that you temper your expectations. But have a safety net if you can. And this doesn't mean that you can't work again. You know what I mean? Like, I know that I can, or I'm assuming, I don't know. I'm assuming that I can go back. I don't want to work in a corporate office type environment ever again. So, work would need to look different for me, but I'm definitely open to it. I just know that I can't go back into like the same type of environment. Like that's just not going to work for me. Time will tell with that. But time will tell. So that is it for this week's episode of the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast. Again, I will put the link to the Ninja air fryer. I think it's called a Ninja Foodie, but don't quote me on that. But I will find it and I will put my affiliate link in today's show notes if in fact you would like to check it out or even buy it. I'm telling you, that thing has come in really, really handy. Really, really handy. The food that it makes is just like the chicken is like so juicy. Anyway, I don't want to go backwards, but yeah, I'll put the link in today's show notes. If you have any questions, comments, complaints, I don't want your complaints, but feel free to leave a comment if you're listening on Spotify. If you're watching this video on YouTube, when I release it, you can leave a comment on YouTube. Make sure that you like and subscribe there as well. And yeah, girl, I think that's it. So that is it for this week's episode of the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast. Thank you so much for being here in community with me. Thank you for, watching me grow, make these mistakes as I continue blooming and healing and building Brown Girl Self-Care and shaking things up and doing things differently. I just want to say thank you. I appreciate you. I really, really do. So I'll go ahead and wrap it up here now. I will see you next Monday on another episode of the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast. Have an amazing week. Bye.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.